Welcome to Heal Yourself, Change Your Life. My name is Brandi Gilmore, and after recovering from my own life-changing injury, it's become my mission to share with others the same discoveries I made that changed my health and my entire life. Our minds are truly incredible. The placebo is proof of this. Each week, I will take this simple awareness to a whole new level. I will even coach live callers to free themselves of physical pain using only their mind. And then I'll provide you with a combination of practical and spiritual insights that you can use to master your mind, your emotions, and your energy to help you heal your health, yourself, and your life. Let's begin. Hello and welcome. It is so great to connect with you. And I have to say, I am so happy and impressed that you are here. You know, as you can see, as we look around in our world, being able to understand self-healing is more important than ever right now. And it's just going to keep continuing to get more and more important. And so I love that you are somebody who is here, who's expanding your mind, who's really looking at healing yourself. That's impressive. And so on today's episode, of course, we are going to talk about some key insights to the coronavirus and some ways to help move through this time into a better space, of course. And we're also going to dive into healing. So I do have a volunteer for today's episode, and I am going to coach him to help use his mind to heal his body. And so, you know, helping to provide you with informative information regarding coronavirus and also, of course, empowerment of your own mind and your own ability to heal yourself. Because that's really where we need to be going. I mean, when you stop and think about the coronavirus for a moment, we have known for over 20 years, we've been saying antibiotics are causing bacteria and viruses to continue to mutate. We've been saying that. Like, there's always been like studies of going, you know, be careful how many antibiotic prescriptions are being filled. And, you know, that awareness has been there. And the reality of it is antibiotics have continued to increase each year. So even though we've known this and we have been saying this for over 20 years, that we need to change something, that bacteria and viruses are just continuing to mutate. You know, now we have this situation of coronavirus, which is a virus that has continued to mutate. And this is where we are. You know, you've heard that saying before that most people don't change until they hit rock bottom. And, you know, what's exciting in moving through this is that there are more and more people who are never going to want to feel like a victim in a fishbowl again and like they're stuck in quarantine and go, wait a second here. We need to change things. We need to wake up to the awareness of, you know, a different way of doing things. Because, you know, even if you stop and think about it for a moment and we just look at the bigger picture, more and more people have been getting sick for a long period of time, and not just the flu or coronavirus or pneumonia or cold, but all kinds of illnesses. So even if we take this beyond coronavirus, you know, back in the year 2000, it was projected that more and more people would continue to get sick for the next 30 years. So till at least the year 2030. That's already been projected. And not only that, but a pandemic has been projected also, because we know that bacteria and viruses have been continuing to mutate, and people in proximity and antibacterias. I mean, all of these things, this has been like a projection. People have known this. I mean, even if you look at, there's been movies been made of a major pandemic. And so my hope is that it wakes people up. And I'm sure that more and more people are going to start waking up to this awareness. And that is so exciting. You know, the truth of it is that what I do now is the absolute last thing that I ever thought that I would be doing. I would have thought that I would be an astronaut walking on Mars before I would ever be doing what I'm doing now, literally. And I never thought about being an astronaut. It's just that random. And the reality of it is that I wouldn't take my injury back if I could, because of the way that it changed my life and made me wake up to a new level of awareness and empowerment. I mean, just changed every area of my life. So I wouldn't take it back if I could. But don't get me wrong, I wouldn't want to go through it again either. And so one of the things that we really want to start doing is being more empowered, being willing to be empowered, being willing to tap into our mind and our energy and our ability to heal ourselves and change our lives. And so point being is that I was talking about, you know, change when it comes to the coronavirus, that we really need to wake up and go, okay, we're willing to change. And I had mentioned, you know, changing antibiotics and actually starting to like feel empowered. And of course, if you're on antibiotics or medication, I'm not saying suddenly stop your medication or anything like that. But what I am saying is that it's time to really feel empowered when it comes to your health and your life. You know, if you look around for a moment, so many people feel stuck or disempowered, or, you know, they accept it, whatever health issue, as being just a part of their life. And they don't really do anything about it, or they don't think that they can change it. You know, even a lot of people who have high blood pressure or aches and pains, they walk around just feeling stuck with that and not even really putting forth the effort to make a change because they don't feel like they can. And so there's so much change that really needs to take place in our medical system. And, you know, I'd love to see that feeling of empowerment. And speaking of, I did bring a guest on today, as I mentioned, and I like to bring guests on to release their pain, because then you can continuously see that we can really do this and it is easy. And of course, there's always something to learn and gain from this. And I think that today's episode, the volunteer that I have, is really perfect because he's a man who had surgery and he is in medicine, has been studying functional medicine, all of that for years. So he's a bit more serious and analytical than most other people that I've had on my show. You know, you can tell he's a very analytical man, you know, and he's been studying functional medicine for years. And also, again, he had surgery and pain and issues just kind of moved around his body, which is an issue, you know, just like if you look at antibiotics where we kill off bacteria and then it comes back, or different things like that. We really need to start looking within. And so I'm going to go ahead and bring our volunteer on. And what I want you to notice for a moment is just the simplicity, how we want to break it down and make everything very simple for you to be able to get real results, and what you'll want to notice and pay attention to. And so again, you know, he's a more serious gentleman, and that's a great thing, because you can see that people who are really analytically minded can get results if you learn to think in a different way and keep it simple. So, of course, I will explain more, but that said, let's go ahead and dive in with Thomas. Hello, Thomas. How's it going?
Going pretty good, Brandy. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. It's wonderful to connect with you. And what's going on with you today?
So I had some surgery back in March, which was, I think, due to some trauma of being let go from a job that I held for a really long time. And it was just basically what ended up, and it was very detrimental to me, is that I had to have my gallbladder removed, which someone who's, you know, studied functional medicine for as many decades as I have and studied nutrition, it was pretty disappointing for me that I ended up in that condition. And so I ended up having the surgery, and what happened was my recovery never happened. I had pain, I guess, whether it's associated from the energy of the trauma of that surgery or whatever, maybe even from past trauma, that kind of, I think, accumulated in that area of my body. And I went through many different types of remedies, including various occupational and physical therapies and many other modalities and specialized IVs and supplements. And the pain, I even did some myofascial work, and the pain just did not ever go away. So later on, and that was back in March of last year, and then later on in September, I decided to pursue a program that works on the neuroplasticity of the brain. And I'm actually just over 5 months into that program, and I've had a lot of good success with it. It's not only helping that kind of reside and calm down, but it's also helping me in other areas of life. And then also, but what I'm kind of finding now is while that's starting to reside, especially like right now as I speak, I don't have any pain on my right side. It's kind of moving to other places in my body. Like sometimes it'll appear in my left side, sometimes it'll appear in my back. Sometimes I even have it in my left knee or all the way down to my left foot. So I'm just kind of curious as to, I'm going to keep doing my program, my daily exercises, but I'm just kind of curious if there's anything else that I should be attentive to or anything else that can help me kind of reconcile this and put it away and be able to move on, I guess, if that's a good explanation.
Okay. Bingo. All right. So I'll go ahead and check into that. Okay. So, and currently right now, do you have any physical pain right now specifically?
I have a little tightness in my left knee, which goes down to my second and third toe in my left foot.
Okay. Sorry. There's a, I feel you moving around. So you, I hear you moving around. So, I'm sorry. So you have a little tightness in your left knee and what?
And, which goes down to my toes and, My second and third toe of my left foot.
Second and third toe of your left foot. Okay. So check into that. And what's the level of your second and third toe in your foot?
Like five. It's just kind of feels a little swollen.
Okay. All right. So we'll check there. Okay. And and any other place other than your knee and your second and third toe, is there any other place that's hurting right now?
At the moment, no.
Okay.
Maybe the other being kind of nervous talking to you.
Okay. Perfect. I'm not that scary. I mean, I look scary and all, but so I'm going to ask you just for a moment to breathe. All right. Beautiful. All right. So Thomas, give me just 1 second. Just breathe for a moment and just breathe and just relax. All right. So I'm going to go ahead and check in. Give me just a second. All right. Bingo. All right. So the first thing that I get, and it gets, what happens is when, to be honest with you, it's a little scrambled. And what happens is when people are doing a lot of things with their mind, they're scrambling things sometimes. And that's why you're seeing it move around is because there's a lot of scrambling of information that's going on. Bingo. And, first and foremost, what it says is you mentioned that you want to keep doing the program that you're doing. Notice if pain is moving around, what it's telling you is that the way that you're doing it isn't optimal. It's like your body giving you feedback. All right. So I want to take just a quick moment and pause it because there are a few key things right here. You know, he mentioned that his gallbladder was removed, and yet he still had pain. And then the pain went away, but started going and showing up with different issues in different areas of his body. And this is so common. You know, you'll see people with, they have one ailment and then they get rid of it and there comes another one, or even specifically with surgeries where something is removed or cut out, and then an ailment shows up somewhere else. And they're like, you know, my knee got better, but now after my knee surgery, now my elbow's hurting, or now my back's hurting, or now this is going on, or whatnot. I mean, this is common because the problem inside, you know, the problem in the mind still was never resolved fully. And so it just moves to a different part of the body. Or with some people, they'll have that illness and they'll just continue to get more and more illnesses, you know. In fact, in 2015, it was projected that the amount of people with three or more chronic illnesses in the U.S. would almost triple. And so, you know, again, talking about making a change, if you think about it for a moment, if somebody's on a diet and they're gaining weight, you'd say, well, logically, you need to do something different, right? Or if somebody is on a financial budget and they're going backwards, you would say, you need to do something a little bit different, okay? Now, if we look at our healthcare system, and we're spending trillions and trillions of dollars, and people are getting more and more and more sick, and more chronic issues, and long-term issues, and hypertension, blood, you know, diabetes, chronic pain, and all of these things, and we're going backwards, you would say, we need to do things differently. That's just logic, you know? I mean, with anything. And so, I mean, if you're cleaning your house, and it's getting dirtier and dirtier, you would say, you need to change my plan. And so when we look at it for a moment, again, what's exciting about this time is that we really do need to wake up and make a change, not only for coronavirus. We don't need another pandemic. Of course, we need to get through this one. And reminding your mind for a moment, China has already made it through, you know, and they have less and less and less people. Of course, you know, they're still putting the pieces back together and all of that. But I mean, they had that time when it was skyrocketing and more people and thousands of people. And now they have like of new cases, like 20 new cases. I mean, a low amount that's really, they've got it under control, and South Korea's numbers have been going down. And so you'll see, of course, in Europe, it's skyrocketing right now. And so other areas it's going up, but you know, getting on the other side of this, either way, getting through this one, but really looking at the awareness that self-healing is really, we've got to make a change. We've got to change our level of awareness, or even quoting Einstein, no problem can be solved from the same level of consciousness that created it. So we have to look at things in a different way. You know, it's, we've really got to start being empowered in ourselves. And so, you know, waking more and more people up, because as long as people are wanting antibiotics, they're going to be there. And we're going to keep going in that direction. Because again, we have known for over 20 years that illness and bacteria and viruses were mutating because of the amount of antibiotics, and we haven't changed that. So either way, point being, whether it's surgery or bacteria or viruses or whatever it is, we really, really need to look at the power is within us, which means it's within you. So you're listening to this, remember, you're amazing, and you'll really want to learn how to get good at tapping into your ability to heal your body, transform your life. You know, it's awesome and it's exciting. So anyway, that said, got off on a little bit of tangent there. Let's dive back in. Here we go. Let's go ahead and jump back in with Thomas, and we'll look at why it's been moving around and what that key thing is going on for him at a deeper level. First and foremost, so the piece that you're missing, there's a feeling of punishment from about 6 years ago. So give me the exact, let me check in real quick. So what I see is 2013, bingo, October of 2013, bingo. Do you know what happened in October of 2013?
Nothing's coming up right now.
You have kids?
Yes, three kids.
Bingo. Can you give me their first initials?
E, A, and L.
Bingo. There's a feeling of guilt towards L. Towards L. Are you familiar with the feeling of feeling guilty and a feeling of like punishment towards L? Bingo. Bingo. Do you know why that is?
No.
If I ask you how much you feel like you've been a great father, how much would you say that is?
Good. I mean, not perfect, no, but good.
Okay. And bingo. And Thomas, I'm going to ask you just for a moment to breathe. Okay. And bingo. And if I ask you how much you feel like you've been hard on yourself of feeling like you weren't good enough father for this or for that reason or whatnot.
Moderate amount.
Okay. And so just for a moment, so watch this. This would be great. So just for a moment, I'm going to ask you to notice any part of you that's been judging or criticizing yourself for not being a good enough father or the moderate amount, right? So I'm going to ask you 0 to 10, how much can you find that feeling?
I can find it.
Mm-hmm. I have about a level 6. What do you have?
Yeah, 7.
Okay. So watch this. This is what's awesome. Okay. So just for a moment. Okay. So just for a moment, if I ask you how much your parents could control you, how much did your parents control? How successful could your parents be at controlling you as a kid?
Moderately.
Moderately. And were there things that you did that were outside of their control?
Very little. Very little.
Okay. And did you have any, do you have any siblings?
Yes.
And did they control all of you guys really well? Or did you have a sibling that was a little bit more out of control than you?
There might have been a few.
Okay. And
I was pretty docile.
Would you say that all of the decisions you've made, your parents agree with?
No, I don't think that it's ever true for any person.
Okay, so just for a moment, so can you see that maybe there are decisions that your kids have made that you don't necessarily agree with?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And could you be okay with that?
I think to the point where yes, I could be okay. I might probably might still disagree, but I could be okay with it. Yeah.
Okay, so you could be okay with it, right? Okay, so just mm-hmm. for a moment, you can disagree, but you can be okay with it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so, bingo. And so just for a moment, can you realize, just like you've made decisions where your parents haven't necessarily agreed with everything you've done, could you just for a moment allow your kids to have a sense of doing things differently than you would? And it doesn't necessarily mean that you're a bad father.
Yes.
Great. So I'm going to ask you to breathe for a moment. I want you to notice something for a moment. Okay. So right now, what's the level of pain in your toes?
I don't feel anything.
Bingo. Okay. Bingo. So that's actually what we were working on, was your toes. Okay. So there's a part of you that's critical of yourself for little details, for little details of things. Okay. That's punishing towards yourself. So just for a moment, bingo. I'm going to ask you to notice, bingo. I'm going to ask you to notice for a moment a feeling of feeling harder on yourself about kids or different things or how they're acting. And just for a moment, I'm going to ask you to breathe. And I'm going to ask you to bring in the feeling of what it feels like to love your kids and to know that they are definitely going to make decisions. Chances are they are going to make decisions that you don't agree with. That's because they're going to become their own person.
Mm-hmm.
Bingo. So now I want you to notice the feeling. I'm going to ask you to observe for a moment. I want you to notice the feeling of how you're hard on yourself for the little details.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. So that's the pattern that you're missing. Okay. Is you're hard on yourself for the little details. And that has to do. So what the way that the pain went gone from a 5 to a 0 and that quickly is because it had to do with the details towards your kids and there's some punishments, but there's a pattern of being hard on yourself for the little details. And if I ask you how long you've been hard on yourself about like all of the little details, how long would you say that is?
A long time.
Yep. I get about since age about 3. All right. So I want to take just a few moments to point out a few key things that can be helpful for you in self-healing. You know, first and foremost, I do want to acknowledge Thomas because he literally released his pain in minutes. I mean, very fast. And so that is really impressive. Great job. Okay. And second, you'll want to notice that even though he released the pain, I am continuing to work with him because I want to make sure that he gets it in his mind and makes the change all of the way. So even though the pain's gone, I want to make sure that the change sticks. And so I want to talk to him about the bigger pattern specifically in his life to make sure that he addresses that. And number 3, I want you to notice that he mentions, and so as I'm starting to go into this bigger picture pattern with him, he mentions, you know, well, I used to beat myself up at a level 10, but I got over that. However, if you think back to the very beginning of this conversation with Thomas, and I asked him, you know, what was going on, he mentioned it was pretty disappointing that somebody who's been studying functional medicine for so long now had a gallbladder issue. And so, you know, if you think about it for a moment, as he mentioned, it was pretty disappointing that he's been studying and then he has this issue. There was that feeling of self-disappointment, of self not good enough, of not like, so that feeling of beating himself up was actually really still there. Now, what may have happened in his mind, you know, is maybe the voice in his mind is no longer saying, oh, well, what's wrong with you? But notice that feeling is still there. That feeling of feeling that was pretty disappointing or not good enough. Like there's that feeling. And that's what we want to look at. And my reason in pointing this out is that a lot of people will think to themselves things like, well, I'm not critical of myself because I don't have that inner dialogue that says, hey, you were stupid. I can't believe you did that or whatever. So because they don't have that actual inner voice that says it, they don't think that it's actually criticism of self or hard on self or punishment of self because there's not an actual voice of it. But you'll want to remember that it's the feeling itself. And so I'm going to go ahead and dive back into working with Thomas, but I just wanted you to note that you really want to pay attention to the specific emotions themselves and not necessarily the inner dialogue, because they can vary. All right. So that said, let's go ahead and dive back in with Thomas. All right. Now, this is the thing is I want you to notice, even when we started this call, you said it's really hard to be here, especially considering that you've done all this training and you're natural, but like you've done all of this, work in health, and the fact that you had then a gallbladder issue is now was hard to swallow, right?
Yes.
Okay. So I'm going to ask you to close your eyes for a moment. And if I ask you how much you have been beating yourself up for having the gallbladder issue.
Well, honestly, I feel like I've kind of through that and forgiven myself for at least that. But I guess before that, it was probably a 10.
Okay. Yes. So this is the same pattern. So watch this. So what you want to notice is that it is the pattern of beating yourself up over this and then beating yourself up over that. And then, by the way, you should have been perfect and never had a gallbladder issue. And then, by the way, your kid should be perfect and they should still listen and make every decision that you want. And so that there is part of the pattern. Okay. So that is part of the residual. When I say part of punishment over it. So there's a beating yourself up and then there's a punishment piece, a punishing of self, of feeling like now it means you're not good enough. Now it means like, so can you see how as a medical professional, now you felt like you weren't good enough because you yourself had a health issue?
Yes, I can.
Okay. Yeah. And so, so how much longer would you like to beat yourself up?
Well, if it's not working, we can stop right now, right?
Yeah, that would be a good plan, you know. So just for a moment, I'm going to ask you to breathe, especially because the more you beat yourself up, then you're just going to end up with more stuff going on, and then you're going to beat yourself up for that. And it's going to be this whole, like, messed up pattern, right? So I'm going to ask you just for a moment to breathe. And now I'm going to push a little bit, okay? Just in a playful way. So here we go. So go ahead and keep beating yourself up and let me know how that goes for you. go for it. Or you could stop. You know, if you saw somebody walking down the street who was like punching himself in the face, what would you think of him?
Not good.
Okay, so beating yourself up or being hard on yourself or criticize yourself is kind of like energetically punching yourself in the face. And so can I ask you to breathe for a moment? And can I ask you if you'd like to stop punching yourself in the face? That would be really great about now. And ask you just to breathe and actually just stretch for a moment. And I'm going to ask you to bring in the feeling of what it feels like to be off of punishment from yourself. Free from punishment, free from judgment. What does that feel like? What does that feel like? Free from punishment, free from judgment, feeling like you are good, you are amazing, that you are great. And take that in. Bingo.
There's harmony there.
There's harmony there, right? Okay, so notice how quickly your pain went away, okay? And so that's where you want to stay. So basically, even though I wanted to make sure to reinforce it, so you step all the way into the positive there. And so what I'll do is reinforce that feeling and bring in that new feeling of harmony. And definitely don't go back to punching yourself in the face. You're wonderful and you have this beautiful heart. And punching yourself in the face. And I want you to notice, though, it's a pattern, though. So right now, when it started and it really got increased as far as the bingo, as far as the gallbladder had to do with your kids. So that pattern, even though the gallbladder's been taken out, that pattern is still there. And then it's been moving around since then because of the gallbladder in a variety of different areas. But the core piece, there's a core piece that has to do with kids. That's when increased exponentially. Okay. Bingo. Can you see that?
Yes. Yes.
I love your self-awareness. I love it. I love it. Beautiful self-awareness, beautiful shift. And then, so what I'm going to ask you to do is take a moment each day and bring in this feeling of harmony and make it your new home. And I want you to make sure to stay out of punching yourself in the face. It's never a good plan. It makes you look a little crazy. And you obviously seem like a very, very smart man. And and taking in that feeling. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. It's been working on a lot of things. And that's certainly a different perception, different way to bring that in. So thank you.
Absolutely. You are absolutely so welcome. It has been such a pleasure connecting with you. And so again, making sure, I want to just emphasize, making sure to reinforce the new, stay in the positive, or really make that shift all of the way. All right?
Great. Will do. Thank you, Brandy.
You are so welcome. All right, so let's go ahead and bring everything together because there are a lot of really powerful points in this one episode. And, you know, I have to say, you've got to love Thomas. I mean, he's just a very smart man, and you can tell he's got like a very serious personality, just, you know, very analytical. And what I love about that is that sometimes people will think, well, if you're very analytical and you're very technical, you might have a bit harder time to really make these changes. But you'll see, you know, he's a very smart man, very analytical, and he was able to shift his pain really quickly, you know? And so he got out of that really quickly by shifting his energy. And so I love that. Very impressive. And something further you'll want to note from this. I mean, this is a man who has been studying functional medicine for years. He's also taken a lot of mind courses and neuroscience courses and all of these things, and yet he still had pain. And notice he was able to shift it very fast using his mind. And so part of the point is that if you have had issues going on even for quite a while, you can still make rapid changes, you know, as you've seen in the last episodes where there's been people with years of sickness or pain or health issues that are able to change it on these calls. And so that's one point. Another point is that I really do make this look very, very easy. And the reason I want to emphasize that is because I don't want to be misleading. I make this look really easy. And of course, it can be. I mean, the best way to think about it is just to keep it very simple in your mind. You know, think in terms of emotions, and you just simplify, simplify, simplify. So if you think about, again, somebody's embarrassed, their face turns red, or nervous stomach, or anxiety attack, racing heart, shortness of breath. So we can see it affects the heart and lungs, or even, you know, scared to death, or bored to death. We can see that emotions have the ability to affect the physical body to the point of death. And there's plenty of others, but my point is just keeping it very simple and thinking in terms of emotions. You know, emotions are energy, and that energy affects the physical body. And by the way, if this seems so ridiculously simple to you, like too simple, that's a good thing. You know, even if you think back to the episodes where there was the woman that I worked with who her tumor disappeared and her doctor was amazed, or the woman who's, you know, running marathons after being bedridden for years, or the woman with debilitating knee pain. If you look at it for a moment, I mean, all of the time, people with pain and ailments and illness for years, you know, and it yet it shifts, it changes. It's incredible. And it sounds ridiculously easy. But again, you know, it's about understanding the mind. And even if you think about it for a moment, one of the last things he said as we were wrapping up is he said, wow, you know, I've tried a lot of different things, and this is definitely a different perspective and a different way of doing things, you know, and it is. And that's what's great. It's making it simple. The other thing that I did, which might have found a little bit awkward, was I associated it, like, you know, criticizing himself and punishing himself with punching himself in the face. And so, you know, if you think about it for a moment, when I check his nervous system, I mean, that's something he's known not to do since he was a kid. And so I attached it to something that was very, very simple to get him to not want to do it. And so that was a great shift. Now, I got to be honest with you, that's not going to work for everybody. Some people that would backfire. And so you'll want to make sure to pay attention with your mind. But point being is that it might seem a little odd, but what I do is I look for the simple shift that needs to take place and really create that change. And so, by the way, you know, I don't want to say attach everything to punching yourself in the face, because that could backfire in a really bad way for certain people. And so you'll want to really know yourself and check in. But again, point being is making it simple. The more simple you can keep this for your mind, the better. You know, I could put all of this information in very technical information. We could talk about quantum physics or energy and all of those things, and it would make it more complicated to get results. And so just thinking in terms of the emotions and what emotions You want to shift. And, you know, and by the way, speaking of the coronavirus and the big concern, fear about that, of course, I want you to ease your mind and not feel fear, because, of course, fear can weaken your immune system, and you want to keep your immune system up and keep it very strong. And so a few things on that note is that, of course, in episode number 22 and 23, we talk about the specific energy of the coronavirus. And so if you happen to miss those are the energy that I'm seeing. You'll want to definitely check out episode number 22 and then, of course, 23. But kind of just noticing and noting what the specific emotions are that I find connected with those, and making sure to stay out of that emotion and stay away from those energies. So there's that. And by the way, speaking of keeping your energy lifted, if you are not already part of the daily group calls, you can still sign up for them. So we've been doing the daily lifting, where we just jump on for 15 to 20 minutes. It's like a type of meditation, but I'm not really a fan of meditation. So there are several reasons that I don't recommend meditation, but it's like a 15, 20 minute mind programming exercise that we do together, and it's a large group. And if you'd like to join, you can definitely go to the webpage and sign up. And by the way, I've had people commenting, just saying, oh my God, this is the best call I've ever been a part of. And so it's really, really sweet. So you're welcome to join and be a part of that as well. And so, but either way, you know, as you work on this and work on your health, or, you know, work on creating this shift and just being aware of coronavirus, whatever it is, making sure to keep your energy lifted and think in the positive, and also note how quickly I'm able to get results with people. And it's not a testament to how amazing I am. It's the awareness of how amazing your mind is, but it's a skill. And of course, as you learn to use the skill of your mind, you learn how to use your mind to heal your body and then change your life. And it's incredible. And if you stop and think about it for a moment, by the way, more people know how to drive a car than know how to use their own mind to heal their body, to change their life. I mean, if you stop and think about it for a moment, it's eye-opening. And so, but that's the change that we need to make, and that'll be awesome. And so we have a wake-up call called a pandemic, and it would be awesome to come together and to brilliantly do this gracefully, where more and more people get empowered, more people wake up to positivity, to love, to the power of the mind. That would be freaking awesome. And so on that note, I hope you've enjoyed today's podcast. Not only that you learned something new, but even that you took in a deeper level of awareness of how amazing you are. So that's ultimately my goal, by just walking you through and coaching people to get real results, that everybody can really see that we can get tangible results and that we are all amazing. And so if this has helped you out, please share the empowerment with somebody that you love. And I look forward to connecting with you on the next episode. Have an incredible rest of your day. Thank you for listening to Heal Yourself, Change Your Life. I love connecting with you. And if you love the show or you learned something, please be sure to hit the subscribe button and make sure to share it with the people around you. The more you share it, the more we can change our world for the better. Also, I love hearing from you. If you'd like to send me any questions or comments, please visit me at brandygilmore.com/podcast. And if you're currently experiencing physical pain and would like to be a volunteer on the show, you can sign up there as well. Lastly, please remember, if you have any health issues, you won't want to avoid your doctor. Instead, you'll want to continue to work with them and make it your goal to blow their mind with what you are capable of with your mind. Thank you.